We're joined on the media center by current number one qualifier in pro stock, Drew Skillman, 6.925 at 197.94 miles an hour. He has yet to record a number one qualifying this position this season, but it's three in his career. Drew, this is such different conditions up here, up high in the mountains. You said you guys came and tested. Does that show kind of the fruits of coming out all the way out here?
Absolutely. We all worked really hard for 2 days. We made a lot of runs and changed a lot on the car. I mean, we've done a lot to the car. And it obviously showed. It showed right there. We made two full burnouts, backed up, stopped. I mean, for that car, I was shocked it went that fast for as bad as the clutch was. I mean, it was hot. And so, you know, we made a good run. I think tomorrow we're going to really show our cards too. So I feel good about tomorrow. And the race car's been great. Team's been great. We're going to win this thing, I think. Feel good about it.
Did you think there was anything left in that run?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm not the best driver of all time, for sure. It's definitely a little early, a few gears. When it's dark like that, that light, you just react so much quicker. And so I have some work to do. I'm still young and not the best driver on the planet. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, not getting the benefit of having both qualifying sessions here. I mean, does that, you know, you feel like kind of vindicated coming out here and having the testing when, you know, not everybody else came out and did that?
Absolutely. It rains in Denver. It does every year, so, you know, you got to kind of count losing one. And, you know, you have to prepare for this race. It's so different from everywhere else. It's not like you can go test anywhere else in the country and get something like this. So, you just get on the plane and come out here. That's what you got to do. So,
does it change your game plan at all? I mean, having just the one session today as far as how you're going to approach the qualifying sessions tomorrow?
I have never had a game plan. Just ready to go with it, see what happens. We play it by ear, so.
For you personally, I know you've said that, you know, obviously working on your driving has been really a big focal point for you. I know obviously other people are kind of working on how the car goes. But what is it that you're wanting to work on? I mean, your reaction times have been good. So for you, what is it really that you're wanting to work on? Is it keeping the car in the groove? Or what is it?
Consistency. Just being more consistent. If you're a consistent driver, that's a way easier for the tuner to tune to you. So that's definitely probably one of my biggest downfalls. I'm a little all over the board. Half time, I'm just kind of weird. I'm quicker to react on the 1-2 than I am 2-3. So that's harder on the tuner, and it's really the race pack won't handle that. So dealing with stuff like that, just learning as we go.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Cool.